with a song people sing without quite knowing what it means. It is the Kentucky State Song, which will be part of the annual ritual of tomorrow's Kentucky Derby.
Please rise and sing along as the University of Louisville marching band plays My Old Kentucky Home.
People wearing crazy hats, holding mint juleps, sing the words, "The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home." Seems to be about people who miss their happy home.
Weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more today.
And that line about weeping, sung there by John Prine, makes people weep. Yet a man who grew up in Kentucky suspects that most people miss the point.
I love my state. But at the same time, you know, the memories, the history this conjures up, I think people sing it and it's totally disconnected from the history, from the truth.
Frank X. Walker is a former poet laureate of Kentucky. He read through some of the lyrics with us.
The young folks roll on the little cabin floor, all merry, all happy and bright. By and by, hard times come knocking at the door. Then my old Kentucky home, good night.
What's happening there?
Well, it sounds like a happy family environment and a humble cabin experience.
Sounds like, but there's something more. The great composer Stephen Foster wrote this song in the 1850s, before the Civil War, and the characters, having to leave Kentucky, were slaves.
By and by, hard times come a-knocking at the door. Then my old Kentucky home, good night.
And what's happening, I guess, is the owner ran out of money, and the people who were enslaved were being sold downriver. Wasn't that the phrase? You'd be sold
further south,
where life was considered even more brutal.
And harder, and not just more brutal, but with a shorter life expectancy.
People today rarely sing the song's final verse. That verse shows the slaves are going to sugarcane plantations, where they might be worked to death in the sun.
Few more days and the trouble all will end in the field where the sugar canes grow.
That's the entertainer and activist Paul Robeson, who did sing the final verse generations ago. Another part of the song has vanished today. Stephen Foster's original lyric called the slaves darkies. Today, that offensive word is not sung, but that leaves no explicit reference to black people. The truth is, My Old Kentucky Home was originally sold as an anti-slavery song. Not only that, poet Frank X. Walker thinks Stephen Foster wrote a lousy anti-slavery song.
You know, he wasn't from Kentucky, so he imagined or he witnessed something that suggested that it was a great place to be a slave. And my issue is that there were no good places to be enslaved.
So when I go through this story, I feel a tragedy. It's not nostalgic. It actually hurts.
Now you're in my territory. And for me, when I hear the song, if I would shed a tear, it would be for the pain of those who suffered in that way.
Walker would like people to know that story, even if they always thought they were hearing a simple, romantic song of home.
Oh, the sun shines bright on my own.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Theme music written by B.J. Lederman, arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Greene.